Say this with me. God lives on the inside of me. God is inside of me right now. Therefore, my prayer don't have to reach the ceiling because God is right here in me. Have you heard somebody say, your prayer probably won't get no further than the ceiling? Well, they don't have to get that far because it's right here. God is right here, right here, right here, inside of me, inside of you. Isn't that good? So all these little religious ideas and sayings is full of bunk and baloney. So listen to this statement. To be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. The word of God is speaking to you. Say this with me. The word of God is speaking to me. Thank you, Father. I have ears to hear. All right, listen to this statement. The word of God takes the place of the unseen Jesus. Now listen to this. The word of God takes the place of the unseen Jesus. Listen what this scripture says. You can turn there with me. John 1, 14. 1. Well, getting ahead of myself, but that's all right. Turn there anyway. John 1, 1 and 14. The word takes the place of the unseen Jesus. Meditation on the word is a visit with Jesus. When you get along and separate yourself and just meditate on the word, well, you're really visiting with Jesus. Watch what it says now. God and his word are one. So it says in John Gospel, you should be there. Look at verse 1 first, and then I skip. In the beginning was the Word. Now watch. In the beginning was what? The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says what? And the Word was made flesh. Other word, the Word was showed up in flesh where you could see the Word walking around in flesh. The Word was made flesh. And did what? Dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. What was he full of? What was he full of? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of what? Which is the Word of God. And the Word of God is full of grace and truth. In other words, he's full of God's ability to do what is true in your life. Full of what? Full of God. And full of God's ability to do in your life what God said. And what God said is true. So he's full of grace and truth. And he's in you. Now listen to this. He's in you. Then he said, if you abide in me and my word do what? Abide in you. You can. Why is it that you can ask? Because he's full of what you're asking for. Other words, whatever you're asking for and you need, he's full of it. He's full of grace and he's full of truth. Guess what else he's full of? Goodness and mercy. Guess what else he's full of? Love and compassion. Full, not empty, not half full, but full of grace and truth. And know what's so neat about it? I don't care how much you draw out, it'll never decline. You know, you can take so much out of a container, it goes down, but not God. It multiplies. If anything, it rises. Hallelujah. So, the word, listen to this statement, the word is our contact with God. So we are in contact with God right here tonight. Let the word have dominion. Being word-minded is giving Jesus dominion over our life. Being what? Word-minded. It's giving Jesus dominion over our life. Listen to this. The natural man or the flesh will demand your time for nothing. If you don't crucify and keep it in place, and you start catering to the mind and the flesh, the mind and flesh will never help you grow spiritually. By catering to the mind and flesh, it will never help you grow spiritually. So when the mind brings it thoughts come to your mind, flesh demanding your time, you crucify the flesh and renew the mind. Tell your mind what you would think, what it's going to think, and don't let it give you what it wants you to think. Lester Sumrall said, heard Brother Hagin tell this, Lester Sumrall said when Smith Wigglesworth lived in England, it was another country. And he said he lived there for about 3 years. This is Lester Sumrall said. So he lived there about 3 years, and he had the opportunity to go and spend some time with Smith Wigglesworth. At least 2 to 3 times a week. And so one morning he walked in, he asked Smith Wigglesworth, "How you doing?" He said, "I never ask Smith Wigglesworth how's he doing. I always tell him how he is." it'll be a good thing we will learn that. Well, I don't feel too good. Hello? No, you need to tell yourself how you are. I'm well, I'm healed, I'm alive, I'm strong, I'm blessed, I'm prosper. I'm a rich man, I'm a prosper man, I'm a peaceful man, I walk in love. That's how I'm doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith makes the word prevail. You remember Jesus said in Hebrew 11, 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please him. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, right? So faith makes the word prevail. The word is the word, but faith, it has to have faith to make it, to put action to it, to cause the power to be released in that word. They are faith-filled words, they are power-filled words.